the refugees are reporting that they have undergone multiple displacements inside Blue Nile before crossing the border into South Sudan. They are indicating that there have been aerial bombings, as well that they haven't been able to cultivate the fields this year, so they have no food, they've run out of food. There are indications that many villages have been hosting villagers who are displaced from elsewhere and that they're moving together and crossing into Upper Nile State in South Sudan.
How many refugees are you all dealing with right now?
Currently in Upper Nile State, we're dealing with close to just over 105,000. Until about 3 weeks ago, we had 70,000. And in that short space of time, we've seen an increase of 35,000 crossing the border at various points along the border between Blue Nile State and Upper Nile State.
What kind of condition are they in when they arrive?
Generally, they're exhausted from long journeys. Many of them have been walking for weeks. There are a lot of women, children, and men. Amongst the adults, many of them are elderly. Refugee chiefs are telling us that many times they've had to pace the journey to allow the elderly and the young to carry on moving with swollen feet and legs. They usually stop right across the border. There have been allegations that certain transit routes have been blocked, and therefore we've seen quite a large number of refugees arriving in an entry point known as El Foj, about 20,000 in the last 2 weeks.
I know that the UNHCR has been sending emergency supplies to South Sudan by air and road since December. Right now, what would you say is your most critical challenge?
The most critical challenge is to move the refugees away from the border area. As you're aware, probably last February, El Foj was the target of aerial bombardment. In any case, if the fighting spreads, border zones are usually high-risk areas. The other challenge in Upper Nile is Maban County, where the refugee settlements are. We've been experiencing problems with accessing water, potable water for the refugees. Therefore, we're looking at and discussing with local authorities the possibility of establishing sites outside the county. So first challenge is security and protection, and then critical life-saving water needs.
What other supplies are you all providing for the refugees, especially considering there's a food scarcity there?
Refugees receive emergency food rations as soon as they cross the border. They also get a ration to last them about 5 days during the period of moving them from the border to the closest safer location. And then WFP, who is our major partner in refugee operations, provides regular full basket food rations for them. From UNHCR side, we provide non-food items such as plastic sheeting, kitchen sets, buckets. These are items that allow them to start the new life or to be able to provide, cook their own meals, and soap for hygiene purposes, sanitary supplies for women, the standard non-food item packages provided for refugees.
How long will these supplies last?
We're racing against time. It's a major challenge because the rains have started. And as you're probably aware, logistics is a massive, massive challenge in South Sudan, which is a large territory with very, very poor infrastructure. There are no roads. We had an airlift that ended in February this year. If the present trend of new arrivals continues, there's no question that we'll have to organize another airlift. In the meantime, we have pre-positioned stocks for up to 50,000 refugees, some of which are on their way from Nairobi and from our warehouses in Dubai.